Hello, I'm Donovan Kane. Welcome back to the podcast, where I've been reading you Deep in the Woods, Book 1 of the Fortune series, written by New York Times bestselling author Annabelle Joseph. Today, I will continue reading you Annabelle Joseph's book with Episode 12. Chapter 12. What's the longest and largest nerve in the human body? Ryan asked.
Easy, said Sophie.
Sciatic nerve.
And the opening that connects the esophagus and stomach?
Cardiac orifice,
Sophie shouted after a moment. Dave snorted and almost spit out a mouthful of Chinese wine. Ryan crowed,
correct,
and slapped Dave on the back. Dave had shown Sophie pictures of Ryan, so she knew he was handsome. Tall, dark-haired, and fit with gorgeous deep brown eyes. She had assumed he was funny and intelligent, just in light of the fact that he was Dave's best friend. But Dave hadn't told her that Ryan was a doctor, a neurosurgeon with his own practice up in Boston. It didn't escape her that he was quite young to have gotten through medical school and already established himself in such a demanding field. But Sophie had no problem believing Dave when he told her Ryan had made it through medical school in half the time most others required. After grilling her on biology over chow mein and sounding her out on ethics while they munched on dumplings, Ryan began quizzing her on anatomy, one of Sophie's favorite subjects. Like some bizarre game of head, shoulders, knees, and toes, Ryan named some obscure muscle or body part one after the other, and Sophie endeavored to show him where it was, to the soundtrack of Dave's approving laughter. So far, she had been almost 100% correct, only getting tripped up when she confused the subclavian vein with the clavicle, which was obviously a bone.
Laryngeal prominence.
Oh, easy,
Sophie pointed to her neck.
Adam's apple.
Not on the medical boards, my dear.
Okay, latissimus dorsi.
Even I know that one, Rye, scoffed Dave as Sophie pointed to her upper back.
Ryan held up a hand. Leave this to the actual medical experts, Dave.
Sophie, the circle of Willis.
Sophie tapped the side of her head.
A ring of arteries in the brain.
Wow, I'm impressed.
He turned to Dave with a smile.
Your girl has all the marks of a genius, my friend.
Those aren't the only marks she has.
It was Sophie's turn to snort wine up into her nose and begin coughing uncontrollably to the amusement of both men.
Well, a punished sub is an obedient sub, yes? I know some masters and dominants don't care to dabble in punishment and discipline, but it's always suited my girls well.
And how many girls are you with right now?
Asked Dave with an ironic quirk of his brow.
Oh, just a few. A couple. Maybe four.
He shook his head as both Dave and Sophie dissolved into laughter.
Look, I'm not ready to settle down yet.
Sophie didn't know if it was the wine or the banter that was making her laugh so hard she could barely catch her breath. Her cheeks hurt from smiling, and her ass hurt each time she shifted on her chair. But it had been an incredibly fun night. The two men sobered, and she did too, as she realized they were both looking at her. She's a very beautiful, smart girl, Dave.
I don't blame you for settling down, not at all.
I should be so lucky. And I believe she'll make a fine doctor. How soon before she starts medical school? Sophie felt the sudden shift in the room, Ryan addressing Dave instead of her, even though she sat right beside him. The feeling of sinking from Sophie to girl to object was one she knew well, and honestly, one she loved. She let Dave answer for her, a tacit agreement to submit to the objectification.
She has a couple more years of undergrad to go. She could start sooner, but she insists on continuing to work.
And you let her?
Sophie blushed at Ryan's words. The scene was in full swing, and she felt it in her clit, in her plugged ass, in the sore tips of her breasts, as her nipples tightened against the scratchy lace of her unlined bra. Dave looked over at her, knowing, then back at Ryan. Once she begins med school in earnest, I think it's understood that she'll quit work and focus on her studies. I'm more than happy to support her through med school. After that, of course, my reward is free medical care for life.
he said with a grin. Sophie smiled, looked down at her lap.
For life.
He used those words quite a bit with her lately. On Christmas morning, when he'd gone with her to her parents for a brunch that left her in tears of frustration, he squeezed her hand on the way home and said, I would put up with a lifetime of them for you. They had come home and exchanged gifts in front of the small fireplace, sweet, comfortable things like sweaters, fragrant soaps, and little kitschy knick-knacks. He had made a framed print of her like the one he'd made for her parents, of Sophie hugging Serby. They'd sipped hot chocolate and snuggled on the sofa, with Serby trying to insinuate himself between them as always. And Sophie had thought,
Yes, for life. Please.
She looked back up at Dave, and Dave looked at Ryan, who took one last sip of wine before leaning back in his chair and fixing his gaze on her. Dave looked over at her, too, and smiled back at Ryan. She's not only smart, she has many other wondrous talents.
I bet she does.
Not that they'll do her much good in medical school.
I suppose that depends on her professors.
Sophie suppressed a giggle, and Dave laughed out loud. Sophie won't share her talents with anyone I don't approve first. But I'd be happy to share them with you, if you'd like. Sophie saw Ryan's subtle nod and let herself sink deeper, deeper into submissive headspace. Sophie, go into the bedroom and undress. Get a condom and come back. Leave the plug in for now. Sophie flushed red as she pushed back from the table and went into the bedroom. She undressed, glancing at herself in the mirror. The familiar constellations of scars, some subtle, some more obvious, had long since ceased bothering her, because Dave was so matter-of-fact about them. But Ryan would notice. What would he think? Perhaps Dave was telling him about the scars right now.
Don't stare. She has scars all over her.
Sophie tossed her head and took a deep breath. It would annoy Dave if she slunk out there embarrassed about her imperfections. It was Dave's preference that the scars not be an issue, and she obeyed Dave. She checked her hair and makeup one last time, then went to the drawer for a condom. She noticed her fingers shaking. Nerves or excitement? She didn't know, and she didn't have time to dwell on it. She hurried to the door and then paused to collect herself. She took a deep breath and returned to the men in the dining room. Her breasts felt heavy and her skin thrummed with electricity. She kept her gaze on the floor, but she could feel the men's eyes on her, looking their fill.
Go to Ryan, Dave said. Guess first. On your knees.
Yes, sir.
Sophie went to Ryan and sank down before him. She kept her eyes averted, but as she reached for his fly with trembling fingers, he said, Look at me. She froze and looked up. Although she was willing, it was impossible to hide her nervousness. He ran a thumb across her cheek and looked down at her with a thoughtful, probing expression. Gauging her consent? He seemed satisfied.
Beautiful girl, he said. Go on.
Sophie recommenced, his words curling warm in her belly. He was obviously no more put off by her scars than Dave was, and a great weight of self-consciousness lifted off her. She unbuttoned Ryan's jeans with a new enthusiasm and drew down the zipper. His cock sprang free. Of course a man like him would go commando, and Sophie took it in her hands. Even in this, the men were similar. He was thick and rather large like Dave. She was unsure if she was supposed to sheathe him for oral. Ryan took the condom from her in her confusion and rolled it on himself.
Owner's orders, he said, pinching one of her nipples.
She contained the gasp. Her nipples were still tender.
Yes, sir,
she replied, then lowered her lips to the head of his cock, swirling her tongue around the bulbous crown. Alike and yet different. As she explored Ryan's cock with her mouth, she felt similar sensations, but different reactions from him. A sigh instead of a groan, a fidget instead of a shudder. Ryan's fingers, when they finally grasped her head to pull her deeper onto him, were gentler and more tentative than Dave's.
The piquant taste of the wine they'd sampled at dinner mixed in her mouth with the earthier tastes and smells of latex and Ryan's own maleness, transporting her to a place where she existed to serve him, and by extension, the man who ruled her world. As if on cue, she heard a quiet, "Good girl," from Dave, and Ryan concurred with a groan. Sophie cupped his balls and took Ryan deep, bracing against the reflex to gag, the reflex nearly trained out of her now. Ryan shuddered. "Yes, yes, again, Sophie." She used a little more pressure, squeezing and cradling his balls as she sucked his length harder and faster. "Good God. Fucking Jesus." His fingers on her head tightened and then curled in her hair and squeezed as he reached a sudden climax, bucking beneath her, finding the back of her throat. A moment later, his fingers released her, smoothing down the hair he just must. "Holy fuck. Okay." All three of them erupted in laughter. "I mean, seriously, Dave. Holy fuck. She has some cocksucking skills. And look at her. Gorgeous. Looking down at these just about brought me off alone," he said, tracing and pinching the fresh cane stripes on her ass. Sophie blushed, thinking of the base of the anal plug, which was also surely quite apparent. "Thank you for the compliments, Rye. I'm sure she's happy to hear them. Now she can bring her cock-sucking skills over here." Giggling softly, Sophie crept over to her owner, her lover. He pulled her up into his lap and nuzzled her. "Okay?" She nodded into the crook of his neck. He picked up his glass of wine and held it to her lips, making her drink. He drank too, and then kissed her deeply before pushing her back down to her knees. She took his already hard cock in her mouth and began again, stroking, licking, sucking, nibbling the frenulum and the base of the crown. As she teased him, she was aware that Ryan was probably watching her now, watching her ass stuck out as she bent over her sir and sucked him off. Before long, Dave lost patience with her playing and pulled her face down over his length, thrusting and withdrawing, controlling her rhythm with a firm grip on either side of her head. She took him deep, shallow, and deep again, trying to keep the perfect suction and touch he liked. Her fingers curled around the bottom of his balls and squeezed gently, then rubbed and massaged his taint. He was apparently worked up from watching her bring his friend off. He groaned with each touch, each foray deep into her throat. His own orgasm came quickly, his thick dick spewing loads of cum, which he nearly choked on, he came so hard. She swallowed, enjoying the taste she was so familiar with after the latex impersonality of sucking off Ryan. When he pulled away from her, she sat back on her heels. She waited in silence as Dave toyed with her breasts, flicking her nipples. She licked her lips and glanced up at him. Each flick and touch made her clit flare. God, she was so hot by now, she was close to begging. If she didn't get fucked. Dave chuckled. "Okay, girl. Back in the bedroom. Take out the plug and get cleaned up. Then wait for us on your hands and knees on the bed, facing the window. And no touching that wet, hungry little pussy. Do you understand?"
"Yes, sir."
His words made her tummy quake and flip over. "Wait for us," he had said. She couldn't even manage to look at Ryan. With one last caress and pinch of her nipples, Dave sent her from the room. She worked quickly in the bedroom, removing the plug, cleaning it, putting it away. She used the bathroom and cleaned herself thoroughly. She was embarrassed by how wet she was, but she knew cleaning up was but a temporary solution. As soon as she knelt on the bed the way he'd directed, she would get hot and wet again. What a slut she was. But Dave liked her that way, and it definitely had its perks. While she waited on her hands and knees, she heard sounds of male conversation from the other room, dishes being cleared, Serby being fed and let out in the backyard to relieve himself. Her arms got tired and she sank her head down to the mattress, arching her back and stretching. It seemed like hours passed,
but it was probably only 15 minutes or so before she heard Dave tell Cerberus to stay. She got back up on all fours, took a deep breath, and heard the doorknob rattle, the door open and close. Wow. It was Ryan. Sophie thought her blush must certainly spread right over her back and down to her ass cheeks. She was never this shy with Dave, not anymore, not after he'd touched and caressed and tweaked and photographed every blessed inch of her. But Ryan was something new. Two men at once was something new. Something she'd never experienced. Well, not until tonight. The men approached, and a hand snaked up her thigh and between her legs. Dave said, "Don't look. Who's touching you?"
"You,"
she answered at once. She knew his touch as well as her own. They laughed as Dave probed deeper, making her moan and squirm. "She makes the most wonderful noises," said Ryan. "I hope you don't have any plans to use a gag." "Not if you don't want to. I usually only use gags for punishment, and she's already had one of those today." Another hand joined Dave's in exploring her bottom and the wet crevice between her legs. This hand, Ryan's, again traced the tender welts. "I wish you had let me watch," Dave snorted. "Hi, Ryan. Welcome to Atlanta. This is my girl Sophie. Come on in and watch me cane her." "Would have been the best welcome ever." "Maybe we'll punish her some other day this week. She does have a naughty streak a mile wide." Low chuckles and then fingers parting her again. This time she wasn't sure if it was Dave or Ryan. Perhaps it was both. "Who's touching you now, girl?" asked Dave.
"I don't know, sir."
"Let's blindfold her," suggested Ryan. "It'll be fun." "You're reading my mind again." Sophie watched Dave cross to the chest of toys with Ryan following. Dave returned with a blindfold while Ryan continued to poke through Dave's collection. The last thing Sophie saw was Ryan inspecting a particularly wicked strap of Dave's, and Dave smiled as he winked at her. He buckled the blindfold behind her head and brushed a kiss against her ear. "You won't need to see to enjoy this," he whispered. She was plunged in darkness.
"But I won't be able to tell who's doing what to me."
"That's the whole point." Sophie heard the condom drawer open, then close. She felt a hand lift her chin and a cock nudge her mouth. That was simple enough. It wasn't sheathed, so it was definitely Dave. She knew his scent anyway, and exactly how his girth filled her mouth. She sucked him, thrilling to the feeling of him growing more rigid against her lips. She tasted the salty tang of pre-cum leaking from the tip and pressed her tongue into the source, lapping, sucking for more. Dave sighed and held her face firmly, driving in and out, taking her mouth. Then another sensation behind her, delving fingers and a dip in the bed. Strong legs parting hers even farther, strong hands on her hips, and then a cock nudging at her pussy. She moaned against Dave's cock as Ryan slid into her. She was so hot, so aroused, it was almost painful. Each stroke in and out sent waves of exquisite sensation to her pulsing core.
"Please touch me. Please."
She moaned again. All her pent-up frustration and desperation channeled into worshiping Dave with her mouth.
"Please, please, please."
Dave knew it was hard for her to come without clitoral contact, something he took advantage of when he was feeling particularly sadistic. She swiveled her hips and pressed back against Ryan, trying to arch so that his balls would bang against her clit as he fucked her. The short, heavenly contact wasn't enough. She whined, and Dave laughed. "Shall we make her come over and over, Rye, or make her wait until the end?" Ryan's pounding rhythm never ceased as he considered. She was a bad girl today, wasn't she? Perhaps one orgasm is all she should be allowed. "You're probably right. We'll have to be careful she doesn't come before we give her permission,"
although if that happens, you'll get your wish to see her punished.
Ryan laughed. Ever the sadistic bastard. Ah, well, you learn from the best.
And with those words, he reached down and began to finger Sophie's clit. To her horror, she felt herself teetering on the edge of orgasm. She made an urgent sound, which Dave muffled with an especially deep thrust.
Concentrate on pleasing me, girl. Don't come yet. Focus on me, not your horny little cunt.
Sophie tried to do that, but Ryan somehow knew the exact spot, the exact pressure to make her crazy. Again, she made pleading sounds for mercy, but the only answer was the sound of male laughter.
She's fighting the good fight, Dave.
Dave pulled away from her mouth.
She's a fighter. Here, lay her down on the bed.
Ryan pulled out from behind, and she felt herself pushed back on the bed, two sets of hands holding her legs spread open. She may be a fighter, but if she withstands this...
Deft fingers manipulated her clit. She could feel how wet and swollen it was just from the contact.
Her hips arched off the bed. She wanted to pull away, avoid being punished for coming too soon. But at the same time, she knew it was a losing battle. She reached down to stop them, to save herself, but Dave pinched the inside of her thigh so she yelped.
Hands up, out of the way. Keep them there.
When fingers parted her wide and a tongue lapped up her throbbing center, she thrashed her head back and forth.
No, no, no. Yes, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Please, please never stop. I don't care. I don't care what kind of punishment I have to take.
A different set of fingers parted her. Another eager tongue flicked and teased her center, sparking crippling, searing excitement from her pelvis outward. Her hands made helpless, trembling fists above her head as the men tortured her with light flicks that made her jump and tremble, followed by broad licks that had her groaning. She felt herself tumbling out of control. It was unbearable, unbelievable. It was arousal such as she'd never known before. She felt the climax building up inside, impossible to turn back. She held off as long as she could, moaning and bucking away from the questing tongues. Large hands held her down, held her thighs spread, as if she was a sacrifice to their urges, some ancient goddess on an altar of long ago. She twisted her fingers in her hair to ground herself, her moans rising higher and higher, but she was powerless to control it, powerless to do anything at all. A press of a tongue against her clit, a teasing nibble, and with a cry of capitulation, Sophie let the coiled-up tension inside her disperse into orgasm. She bucked and shuddered, grateful now to be held down as multiple aftershocks racked her body. At last, she returned to her senses, only to hear a soft tisk, tisk, tisk against her ear.
Bad girl.
She turned to Dave's voice, felt a tongue trace across her cheek, and then plunge into her mouth. She tasted her own essence, the familiar scent of her arousal. On her body, she felt two sets of hands stroking and pinching, and then felt herself pushed and pulled to the edge of the bed and draped across a lap. She was too weak and satisfied to care.
"Don't be gentle," said Dave.
"Oh!"
she cried out as the spanking started. Ryan's spanking was all business. It was quite possibly the hardest spanking of her life. The pleasurable stupor of the moment before dissipated as the nerves of her bottom screamed in protest and pain. She jerked and tried to pull away, but Ryan braced her arm across her back so she couldn't go anywhere.
"Ow! Jesus!"
Sophie's ass was still sore from being caned, but Ryan took no mind of that. She felt the heat build quickly, nearly turned to blessed numbness, and then he stopped. He ran his hands over her bottom, soft, broad strokes of soothing sensation.
Thank God it was over, she thought.
Then she heard a soft chuckle. I wonder if she thinks I'm finished. They both laughed at her answering whimper of distress. She's a powerful thing, though, little as she is,
I had to hold her hard. I told you she was strong. If you like, I can hold her leg still for you. After a while, when she really gets antsy, she starts to kick.
Yeah, sure. Sounds like a plan.
Ryan's probing fingers parted her, making her go still. The pain blazing in her ass cheeks faded into the background as his ministrations started another hum of pleasure in her clit. He spread her slickness around on his fingers, stroking her whole slit, before he released her and went back to massaging her throbbing globes.
What an amazing ass. I don't know how you do anything but fuck her all day.
Sometimes I don't do anything but fuck her all day. Speaking of fucking, get back to it, so we can fuck her when you're through.
Sophie gritted her teeth as Ryan's fingers tightened on her wrist and the spanking recommenced.
Think we can both fit in her at once?
He asked.
We can try. I get her asshole.
You selfish bastard.
Hey, she's mine after all. You're just borrowing her.
Sophie's clenched teeth emitted a pleading moan that was ignored as Ryan's slab of a hand continued to pummel her.
Listen to her, Ryan laughed. She wants to be fucked again already. She likes our idea.
She likes to be fucked. The more holes, the better.
She started kicking and felt Dave's hands capture her ankles in a firm grip.
You would think one orgasm would be enough. I don't even know if she should be allowed another one. At those words, Sophie wailed out loud.
Oh, please.
Please what, honey? Please fuck you?
Yes, please what? Ryan asked, joining in.
Please stop spanking you, or please fuck you? Which is it? We're confused.
Please, both,
Sophie gasped.
Please, sir.
Please, sir, finish spanking me so I can take both of you in my ass and pussy, Dave prompted her.
Please, sir, finish spanking me and fuck me.
No, no. Pay attention, girl. Say it nicely. Please, sir, finish spanking me so I can take both of you in my ass and pussy.
Please, sir, finish spanking me so I can take both of you in my ass and pussy. Please.
The relentless hand stopped falling on her ass, and again she felt herself rearranged, manipulated. She was pushed forward onto a hard male body that she guessed was Ryan's, based on the hair on his chest. She tried to be pliant in spite of her nervousness. She felt so many emotions, fear, confusion, excitement, and crippling horniness that rocketed all through her body like some wild intoxication. Each place they touched her, sensation tingled hot and electric against her skin. She felt two sets of hands on her waist, felt his cock nudge her pussy, felt his hands cup and squeeze the flesh he'd just punished. Then, one set of hands left. Sophie let herself be impaled again and again on Ryan's dick, gave herself up to his skillful handling, until another sensation stilled her. Her ass cheeks were parted, and a cold dab of lube was deposited against her tiny hole. Dave's finger worked the lube in, advancing, retreating, advancing again, and then leaving her. The rattle of cellophane again. She felt his weight behind her, felt both men rearrange themselves, and then both sets of hands were on her, and Dave's very hard cock was nudging at her asshole.
Be a good girl, he said, soothing her, holding her close. Be a good girl and open for sir and sir's friend. Won't it be nice to take both of us at once? To be all filled up, little Sophie?
Oh.
Sophie tried to form words of assent, but none would come. Only a feral animal moan that rose to a cry as he pressed the head inside. She felt the familiar ache and inexorable pressure. She let go. She didn't fight. Wearing the plug earlier made her more receptive to Dave's invasion. She felt Ryan withdraw to let Dave slide all the way in.
Holy fuck, Dave groaned as he seated himself. Fucking God, Jesus. Fuck her, Dave, don't pray, Ryan grunted from below.
Ryan pushed into her as Dave withdrew, both men advancing and retreating in slow, measured strokes. Sophie felt completely filled, completely mastered. It was impossible for her to move an inch in any direction, possessed as she was. Without her sight, she depended on scent, touch, movement. She felt every inch of both cocks as they moved in and out of her, incredible pleasure and uneasy fullness all rolled into one decadent experience she was certain she would never forget. She felt Dave's fingers in her hair, pulling her head back. He thrust two fingers in her mouth and ordered, "Suck." Sophie sucked, her mouth, pussy, and ass all full of her lovers, their fingers and thrusting cocks. She came with a gasp, her whole body seeming to contract into something new and brilliant. A shaking core of woman and animal, and Dave's girl. Dave's girl, loved and treasured, and overcome by blind, earth-shattering release. The end of this episode. Come back tomorrow, and I'll read you episode 13 of Deep in the Woods, book one of the Fortune series, written by New York Times bestselling author Annabelle Joseph. You can learn more about Annabelle Joseph and her books at annabellejoseph.com. I'm Donovan Kane. Thank you for listening.